Inevitably, especially in the age of Donald Trump, TikTok's fast growth and Chinese ownership have made it the subject of scrutiny. Last month, the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S., CFIUS, ordered Beijing Kunlun Tech Company, a little-known Chinese gaming company that bought the very well-known gay dating app Grindr, to sell the business over apparent concerns that Chinese intelligence agencies could potentially use data from the app to blackmail users. In an April 1st filing, the company said it's in talks with CFIUS. U.S. authorities haven't said they're investigating ByteDance in connection with its ownership, but the company's large user base could conceivably make it a target. Social media platforms are increasingly considered sensitive by CFIUS, says Farhad Jalinos, chair of the National Security and CFIUS Practice at law firm White & Case LLP. ByteDance says it now stores all TikTok data outside of China and that the Chinese government has no access. The company's privacy policy had previously warned users it could share their information with its Chinese businesses, as well as law enforcement agencies and public authorities if legally required to do so. Separately, TikTok has faced concerns over privacy and child safety. In February, ByteDance was fined $5.7 million by the Federal Trade Commission to settle allegations that Musical.ly, which ByteDance bought and renamed TikTok, illegally collected information from minors. It was the largest FTC penalty in a children's privacy case. The settlement didn't scare off ByteDance's investors or the company itself, which is spending hundreds of millions of dollars to advertise on Facebook in the hope of luring away more users. Over the past 3 months, for instance, 13% of all the ads seen by users of Facebook's Android app were for TikTok, says app analytics firm Apptopia.